Tommy Robinson humiliated on the 3rd of May. Tommy Robinson, as part of his campaign to be elected as a Northwest England MEP, appeared in Middleton, Greater Manchester. Middleton has a strong working class community, many of whom have borne the brunt of the living standards crisis. Robinson's supporters will have felt the mood was ripe for his rhetoric. Robinson speaks about the working class being ignored, mocked and sidelined by the elite. He regularly speaks of the betrayal by politicians of those working class people who voted to leave the EU. However, this is where his sympathy towards the working class ends. He quite deliberately tries to pit working class people against one another, including with his racist attacks on Muslims. Local Labour Party members only heard about his appearance in Middleton the evening before it happened. One of the local Labour councillors, Callum Nolan, was with me at the side of the crowd. Suddenly, Robinson and a crew of his well-groomed henchmen, with cameras, appeared out of nowhere, demanding the councillor give him an interview. This usually is where Robinson attempts to belittle the interviewee. I was stood directly in front of Callum, but we were significantly outnumbered, with only three of us being in the close vicinity. The crowd was hostile, and at one point Callum was threatened with a beating. The experience was frightening, and I had serious concerns for our safety. Callum had no choice but to accept Robinson's request. We stood firm, and Callum calmly dismantled Robinson's carefully choreographed questions. He took Robinson's false argument about defending the working class, and turned it against him. Callum stated he is a working class lad from Middleton, he'd voted Leave, and was against a second referendum. He didn't see the fundamental division as being between races or nations, but between the working class and the ruling class. He kept the argument to class struggle, and all Robinson's lines of attack were neutralized. His supporters started a lackluster chant of Tommy. The attempt by Tommy Robinson to regain a profile presents a challenge to the workers' movement. He exploits the utter disillusionment that decades of neoliberalism and austerity have created. The trade unions should initiate a struggle for jobs, homes and services to win workers to a real alternative. Above all, Labour councillors need to stop passing on Tory cuts, which have cost Labour dearly in the recent local elections. Councillors should mobilise a trade union and community fight back to win back the billions stolen from us. In the meantime, they should use reserves and borrowing powers to protect services and build that fight back by showing what an anti-austerity programme means in practice. This could fund new council housing, cash-strapped schools, youth services, well-paid jobs, and more. The council could fully pay for public services and housing, taking them all back into public ownership under the democratic control of workers and service users. John McDonnell should pledge an incoming Corbyn-led government to reimburse councils who use reserves and borrowing in this way. We need to loudly and boldly deliver a positive message to our class that we need unity behind a socialist program to deliver for workers. As always, actions speak louder than words. A Labour Party member, Middleton,